Scott Petrak joins us this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, not too bad, I guess. We were still hoping to maybe play some relevant games in December. We kind of had the one yesterday against Houston. Did we just meet a team that's just too much for us?
Yeah, they're better. Houston's better. They've, you know, been to the playoffs before. They have a lot of proven stars. You know, I do think the game was there. I think an upset was possible, but the Browns got off to such a bad start, and they needed things to go their way early to put Houston behind and make them play catch-up, and that just didn't happen. Baker threw the interceptions. The defense couldn't get off the field on a couple of big third downs, and Houston's a really difficult team once they get in the lead because they like to run the ball and they like to rush the passer, and it got away from the Browns early. I did think Baker showed me something by playing so much better in the second half after a terrible first half. I think that was important. But, you know, it was probably unrealistic to think the Browns were going to win their last seven games to get to the playoffs. Yeah, but it would have been nice if the run had lasted a little bit longer.
What are we going to learn from these next four games against these different opponents, getting us, you know, ready for next year, I guess?
Sure. Well, I, you know, it's still important. And, you know, we're talking about this turnaround from 1-15 and 0-16. That's what this season's about primarily. And I think the win total matters. If you're 4-11-1, like if they lost the last five games, to me it wouldn't feel the same. So I think they need to go at least 2-2 over the final four games, get to 6-9-1. If you go from 0-16 to 6-9-1, to me that counts as a sizable turnaround and a really big leap and something, a step you can use to contend for the playoffs next year. And I think the final four games, all of them are winnable. I think the Browns should be disappointed if they don't go 2-2. And then you look at Baker. How does his development? You look at the rest of these rookies, like the receiver, Antonio Callaway. Yesterday, he had an up-and-down game. He got open for a deep touchdown that got called back by a penalty. It wasn't his fault. Then he makes a great catch in traffic, turns it upfield, looks like he's going to score, and fumbles it inside the 5-yard line. So he shows you glimpses, but you'd like to see more consistency toward the end of his rookie year. And that goes for a lot of the young guys.
Speaking of consistency, what then, I guess, because of the coaching situation, what kind of consistency can we even hope to come out of that?
Well, you can. I think you got to focus on individual, you know, on each individual. And if it's Antonio Callaway or it's Nick Chubb, the running back, or even left tackle Greg Robinson, who's trying to see if, you know, the Browns are looking to him to see if he can be the long-term answer. The guy's on a one-year contract, but he's played really well since he stepped in at left tackle four games ago. I think overall, you know, you're right. You can't say yes to the offensive system or the defensive system because they might be different next year. And I do think that the loss yesterday, and I don't know if it ended, but it definitely silenced a lot of the discussion about, hey, Greg Williams should be the full-time coach. I don't think that's likely. I wouldn't rule out him as a defensive coordinator coming back, but I think that's even unlikely. I think him as the next head coach is, not, I won't say impossible, but an extreme long shot. And then Freddie Kitchens is offensive coordinator. I still was impressed with him yesterday, but you're going to have to get the right head coach. So the fact is there's going to be changes, and the next head coach is going to be hugely important, and it's the third piece. You have John Dorsey at GM. You have Baker Mayfield at quarterback. The next head coach, you need that triumvirate to make these, turn the team into a consistent playoff contender. But that doesn't mean the next 4 weeks don't matter for a lot of the individual players.
Scott, yesterday the Packers let go head coach Mike McCarthy. First of all, were you surprised it happened during the season? And secondly, do you think he might be on anybody's, the Browns, short list to be the next head coach?
I was surprised just because the experts in Green Bay didn't expect it to happen. They thought he was going to get fired, but it would be at the end of the year because that's just how Green Bay has traditionally done things. So when he was fired as quickly as it happened after the game, I think a lot of people across the league were stunned. As far as the Browns, it's obviously they're going to talk about him. The, half the front office came from Green Bay. John Dorsey was in Green Bay, is I think it was director of college scouting, when Green Bay hired Mike McCarthy. And it was 13 years ago, but John Dorsey was part of that coaching search. Alonzo Highsmith and Elliot Wolf, two high members of Dorsey's personnel department, just came from Green Bay last year. So if they all loved Mike McCarthy, I think he'd be a natural hire. I don't know how they all feel about him. I don't know if the way it ended in Green Bay would sour them toward Mike McCarthy. You know, part of me thinks John Dorsey has his own guys in mind and doesn't want to go kind of a familiar route, such a familiar route. But I don't know the answer to that. But I'll tell you what, if they love Mike McCarthy and he's ready to get back into coaching, then that would speed up this coaching search, right? You, I mean, I don't think it would happen today or this week, but I also don't think you would wait until the end of the year, or you could do it the day after the year. So I think they'll make a decision relatively quickly whether or not they want to pursue him or go to the rest of the list that they heard before yesterday.
Talking with Scott Petrick of the Chronicle-Telegram, also BrownZone.com, about yesterday's Browns loss and other things going on in the NFL. I opened the paper today, Craig, and it's the first time in the schedule I get to see those little letters appear in front of a team. The Rams have clinched the playoff spot, or the NFC West as well. So it's starting to sort of fall into shape.
Scott, the season is winding down. As Bruce mentioned, we are near the end. Is there a team out there that has really surprised you, good or bad?
It's a good question.
Maybe the Jaguars?
Well, let me start. Off the top of my head, let me start with Pittsburgh. I still think Pittsburgh's going to make a playoff run, but I thought they had kind of figured everything out. In the way they lost yesterday's game, last night's game to the Chargers, is a setback, especially coming off a loss the week before in Denver, which I kind of forgave. You know, the loss last night had some fluky elements. There was a touchdown the Chargers scored on a after a false start that wasn't called, reminiscent of a touchdown the Chargers called against the Browns when the tackle clearly moved and somehow the officials didn't see it. They had a touchdown when it looked like the Steelers were going to intercept it. The Steelers ran into each other, and the Charger guy wound up catching it. But regardless, they made a comeback, and you know, I thought the Steelers should have won that game. And when you look at home field in the playoffs, they've let a couple games get away from them, and now I'm not sure they'll be able to make that run to the Super Bowl that I predicted before the season started. Carolina's in a free fall. But if you go there, the biggest surprise to me is Jacksonville. They should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. They got too conservative. They were on their way to beating New England to get to the Super Bowl. They brought everybody back. They got a ton of Pro Bowl guys on defense. And they've been awful. They won yesterday, but it's too little too late. And you're probably going to get a coach fired down there. You already had the offensive coordinator fired last week. And I thought that was a defense that was so good it could carry that offense, but it went sideways for them early.
Just shows one year to the next what teams that are expected or unexpected. So that gives us a little hope here as a Browns fan.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. And it works the other way, too. You just can't, you know, unless you have Tom Brady, you know, unless you're one of those premier teams. And there's only, you know, I mean, it used to be New England and Green Bay. Those teams would go to the playoffs every year. And for a while, you know, Seattle's making another run at it. But outside of that, it's how do you play in any given season? And that depends on your coaching. It depends on, you know, it's just week by week, how do you play? Do these guys come in with the same attitude that they had the year before? You're looking at Philly. And, I think they still might make a run to the playoffs, but that's a Super Bowl team, brought a bunch of people back, and they haven't been able to find that secret ingredient that they had the year before. It just slips away so fast, which is why I think the league is so entertaining, because you really do not know what's going to happen week to week, year to year.
In more recent times, they've also added sort of the concussion protocol, which takes people out of commission more than they would. And then there's a lot of more off-field discipline that seems that impacts teams that maybe a decade ago really didn't have that same impact.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You're right about both those things. I don't know how much that contributes to a whole team going up and down. But I'll tell you what, injuries play a huge part in how a team plays at the end of the season. If most of your guys are healthy and another team's missing two or three key guys, that can swing the outcome. And it speaks to teams that are able to overcome it, and it speaks to luck. If you're lucky enough to have your guys at the right time, you have a good chance to make a playoff run. And we still have 4 weeks left. So if you're going, L.A. is in good shape, either L.A. is in good shape, and they lose one key guy, that could change how you view a certain playoff matchup and whether or not they'll be able to get to the Super Bowl.
Friday, the Kansas City Chiefs released Kareem Hunt. Scott, do you think the Browns or any other team has an interest in him?
Well, I'm sure teams are interested. I mean, the guy led the league in rushing last year. He's in his second year in the league, so he's still young. I don't expect him to be claimed on waivers today. I just think the backlash that a team would face in the negative PR is too much for a team to take on right now. Having said that, because he's so young and because he's so good, I expect him to play in the league again. I just think it needs to die down a little bit. A team signs him in March. They deal with all the criticism in the off season, and then I think he still has to serve a suspension. He's going to be suspended, it looks like. And then by the time he plays, let's say he plays next October, it's been almost a year. Has it died down enough? Has he said enough stuff publicly to make people give him a second chance? I think that's the likely scenario. John Dorsey likes to take chances on guys with character issues. We've seen it in Kansas City. We've seen it here. He drafted Kareem Hunt in Kansas City. I think Kareem Hunt would get a second chance easier in Cleveland because he went to Willoughby South. But the Browns don't need to make that move right now because they have Nick Chubb, because they have Duke Johnson. So I won't rule it out 100%, but my guess is if something happened, it wouldn't happen right now.
Craig, the NFL owners should get together and buy TMZ and then shut it down. That's my thoughts for the Monday. That's all I have to say about that. Scott, we will talk to you next week.
How about using TMZ as their investigation? That would help.
Well,
sure. I mean, they said they couldn't get the video, and TMZ got the video. But
Talk to you later, Scott. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks. Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram. You can follow him at Scott Petrick. Also, BrownZone.com.